corner of Second and L Streets. They used to be nothing at all. The railroad tracks on the south side, to the west the substation wall. Now there's baskets full of plants and flowers, carefully arranged, and big rocks splashed with colors, and they glow fluorescent paint. When I drive by George's Corner, it always puts a smile upon my face. We each could pick a corner of our own to try to make a better place. I don't know if George is homeless. He rides his bike everywhere with grizzled beard and baseball cap pulled over short cropped hair. But his face is worn and weathered. He's got periwinkle eyes. He's a gardener, a neighbor, an artist, and he works and beautifies. When I drive by George's Corner, it always puts a smile upon my face. We each could pick a corner of our own to try to make a better place. Most of us are running round, commanded by the calendar and clock. No time to improve things or wonder when the treadmill's gonna stop. The corner changes with the seasons, sometimes from week to week. He's out there in the autumn chill, in summer's burning heat. I've seen pink carnations, daffodils, and orange marigolds. Sometimes it's just rocks and sticks in the winter when it's cold. But when I drive by George's Corner, it always puts a smile upon my face. We each could pick a corner of our own to try to make a better place. A better place.